echte ervaring.
Yo, mic check. I gotta do a mic check. Even though, you know, we never wear headphones.
Mic sounds nice.
Yeah, my mic sounds nice. Episode 63.
Yeah, 63.
Yeah, Serious Rap Shit Podcast.
I was trying to think of a ball player with number 63.
It's nobody. Wes Unseld or something. Exactly, you know what I mean? Like, if it is, it's a nigga from, like, the 50s,
yeah, exactly.
60s. Niggas ain't rocking number 63.
No, I can't even think of no football. It's like an offensive lineman.
It's got to be, yeah. Football's weird like that. Like, yeah.
Well, there's numbers are designated, especially in the NFL.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you're a quarterback. You can't be 88.
Nah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's 1 up to 19.
Right.
And then, like, running backs are 20 to 40, 20 to 40 something. Because you got to like, it's all, like, designated, you know?
Yeah.
It's
weird. Cause I remember when I was a kid, and I don't even know if they really still make the designation between fullbacks and halfbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I was a kid, you remember, a fullback would be, like, 43.
In the 40s, yeah.
You didn't really get, like, a quote-unquote halfback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now you got motherfuckers that, you know, really do both or have, like, the skill set or the body type for both nowadays.
Part of it, too, is, like, the game has moved away from, like, the traditional fullback, like, you know what I mean?
Especially
in the NFL.
Yeah. So, yeah. Episode 63.
Sports breakdown.
Right. Just real quick, hit y'all, you know, just put the tip in a little bit on the sports tip, you know what I mean? But, yeah, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John.
I'm your other host, Josh.
And, yeah, it's on and popping. How you been, Josh?
I've been good, man.
Yeah.
I've been good. Can't complain.
Word.
You know, out here living my life.
Like it's golden?
Yeah.
Dog. I quote that song so much.
Yeah,
like,
on
the Lolo. A nigga would be like, man, stop fucking with her, yo. She cut up all my sneaks. I'm like, man, you got to live your life like it's golden.
Golden, dog.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jill Scott.
Yeah. Philly homegirl.
Yeah. Yo, my play sister told me, because I, you know, as some of y'all know, I've been rehabbing at my mom's crib uptown here in Philly. And I've been, like, hanging out with my mom and my brother and my play sister up the street and my neighbors. We used to be, like, sitting on the porch, like, shooting the shit. But my play sister told me that Jill Scott wanted like $100 for like tickets for her next concert or whatever.
Yeah.
And me being an old man, I had to start reminiscing. I was like, man, we used to see her at the Black Lily for $5. And 900 other niggas would perform that night. You know what I mean? For $5. But yeah, shout out to Jill. I love Jill.
Yeah, I love Jill.
And she's an Aries. I love Aries women. You know? I love how I said that. You're like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't have no idea. Like, I'm bad with that stuff, man.
I be low key, like low key into the zodiac shit.
I know certain stuff. Like, I know Sages are good for me because, like, you're a Sag, Just a Sag.
Yeah, shout out Just.
You know what I mean? Shit like that. But other than that, man, I'm bad with that shit, man.
I
don't even know what, like, all my kids are. Like,
yeah.
I just don't know.
I really be asking niggas, yo. And then, like, if you don't know, I'll be like, oh, what's your birthday? I'm totally one of those people. Whereas years ago, I'd be like, man, it's rubbish. You know what I mean? But I remember I was in like Borders or something with an ex of mine, and we was looking through like the Zodiac book, and I went, it was like a, like the, it, I think it came out in like the 70s or 80s. I can't think of the name of the person who wrote it, but it was like a definitive, you know, book on like sun signs and shit, and or on, you know, on zodiac signs in general. And they had like dates of birth that you could look through. I looked through my date of birth, like, you know, November 24th, 1980. Dog, that shit described me to a T. Like private shit that think and feel and don't even tell people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It, like, it really broke me down. So the rational part of my mind is like, that doesn't make sense. But then there's another part of my mind that's like, dog, for real, we ain't figure all of this shit out.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, people think of, like, metaphysics. I don't know where we're going with this. People think of metaphysics, and they think, like, you know, like a god in the cloud or whatever. But, like, metaphysics is just, you know, outside of the physical. Or, like, yeah. things that we can't really quantify or, like, understand. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm open to it, but it's just weird. Since reading that book in the past few years, I've been like really getting more and more into it. But yeah. I definitely, you know, I've looked a couple of y'all niggas out here. I've looked up your birth charts. You know what I'm saying? Just because my mind is curious about that kind of shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I never really like. I had an ex. Who was super into it.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where she was like, I don't know if we should see each other because our signs don't match. What? Blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
I think you're cute. Like, you know what I mean?
Word. I like you, yo.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess our sun signs don't match. Like,
jeez.
I mean, we didn't stay together, so maybe it was true. Like,
hey,
you know
bing
a
bang a boom, you know?
No, you know what I've been doing, like, because the news is, like, really horrible and terrible.
It's fucking Mad Max out there, yo.
Yeah,
it's
like,
terrible.
I've been watching a lot of, like, conspiracy shit on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, just shit that I know is ridiculous.
Right, right.
But, like, yo, I don't know if Alex Jones shit is considered a podcast or not. I'm sure they podcast some of it.
It's really beyond a podcast at this point. It's an experience.
But him and what you call it are beefing with each other.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah, him and Joe Rogan have got beef now, yo.
One, Alex Jones can't beat Joe Rogan. So he might out debate him.
I don't know, though, because he's got the super male vitality pills.
Hey, any nigga that's taking dick pills, you know what I'm saying, multiple times a day, you might not want to rumble him.
Yeah.
Especially not in some sweatpants.
Nah, but you know what he do? He do the super, like, the super Wasichu John, where he just take his shirt off all the time, dog.
Oh, my God.
He always taking his shirt off and shit like that. Yeah.
Real shit, like, I don't even, like, go near anything Alex Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't stand him.
Dog,
you know?
It was so, like, I just watched it and was just like, yo, it's so insane, yo. And then I pulled up the videos that I posted on your wall. I don't know if you saw it. Because the thing, like, Dr. Umar shit was floating around, like, the name of Dr. better than Dr. Umar.
Y'all niggas are savages for that. Shout out to Dr. Umar.
It made me think of the phone call joint, where he's like, the phone rings. Where he's doing the infamous ring.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, the phone rings, and he shuts it off. And then, like, he picks it up, and he's like, yeah. No, man, I'm good. I don't need nothing.
Don't,
I'm good.
Don't bring out the guns,
yeah,
killer.
Yeah. And then it rang.
And then the phone rings. You weren't talking to anybody on the phone, Dr. Umar, clearly.
Yo, I love that shit so much, man.
It's just the best. I don't believe in, like, the... are we going in, like, a conspiracy wave? I don't know. I don't really believe in, like, the whole MK Ultra shit and mind control shit. I don't know, you know, if that's a thing. I wouldn't put it past, you know, from just, like, a historical perspective and knowing, like, the nature of the state and government. I wouldn't put it past the motherfuckers, you know what I mean? But that Dr. Umar shit was weird. When he... Like, when I watched it, I was like, yo, it looked like face swap. You know what I mean? Like, his face didn't look real.
Yeah.
It was strange. You know what I mean? And I heard a couple people, you know, echo that sentiment. Like, he does look weird. And he was acting completely out of character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's acting completely out of the character he puts out there.
Ooh, that's real.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like... You know, that old saying of like, yo, the drunk you is the real you type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, pissed off you is the real you. You know what I mean? So, like, maybe he was pushed to that point. Because we've seen other videos. He did it again not too long ago where he started wilding on somebody and all that kind of stuff. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But, I mean, I just made me laugh when I was just like, I think it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, I really needed to like escape the wildness of like what's going on. Like, you just had to another kid get killed, unarmed kid.
Jesus.
Get killed in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, yeah, police.
Yeah, but you were saying, like, you just saw that they're going to charge that cop.
I just heard, what's the young brother's name? Is it Antoine Johnson?
Something like that.
Excuse me. I don't know
the young brother's name.
Yeah, I don't know the brother's name, but he was shot in the back by a cop. It's fucked up because after he was shot, I've heard different folks say, like, you can hear the police saying, yo, call such and such.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And one of the cops is like, he had a gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they were claiming, at one point they were claiming he had a clip in his pocket, which is utter nonsense because, one, a clip is not a threatening thing. Yeah. It's not like you're going to wave a clip and a bullet's going to jump out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that stuff not is
unless
just
you're like fucking Jason Bourne and you can like throw the clip and
right.
It'll knock out the cop. Like, you know what I
right.
mean?
That's just to, you know, criminalize
a
young black kid. You know what I mean? It was like, well, he was into something.
Yeah.
So we had to shoot him. You know what I mean? But yeah, they apparently, if any our folks are like from Pittsburgh that are listening and know more about this, like, please let us know. Apparently they're gonna charge the cop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With a crime. I don't trust the fucking justice system to prosecute this guy.
So he was indicted?
I think he was arrested and charged.
Okay.
I really don't know. It was like something like right before you came over for us to record this. I just, you know what I mean, just saw it. But you know, we need to get to a point in this country where once a real like sounded like Alex Jones shit, where we stop allowing ourselves to be deceived by people in the people in authority.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I don't mean to cut you off, Doug. What I was thinking about, and I've seen other people raise this, so it's not like I'm the first one with the idea. But, like, I'm looking at, like, all these, like, you know, they got, like, the summer shows getting ready to roll out for, like, the summer and shit. Dog, there was, like, five new, oh, he's a cop, but he's this show. And it's like, how many shows do we need to glorify police?
And I'm going to cut you off. The young brother's name was Antoine Rose.
Rose, okay.
East Pittsburgh.
Like, but how many shows, like, that's part of the problem is that you, like, oh, the cops are the hero, and they're this, and they're that. And, like, if you stop glorifying that, stop, you know, like, putting that out there as, oh, these dudes are superheroes, and they really just are misunderstood a lot of times. And they're so, you know what I mean? Like, you stop putting that idea out there, you get away from that. Like, you know what I mean?
I think that, you know, deep in the mythology of this country, in the psyche of this country, there's an understanding that police are here largely to protect, capital, but also to protect white people against all of the others. You know what I mean? Our country operates like any other colonial state has operated. You have a small minority of white people in control. And then you have like the white working class that collaborates with, you know, the people in control for like small material benefits and social privileges. And then you have an armed force that keeps all the black, brown, and other folks at bay.
Yeah.
So I think that like within this country's psyche, like there's a reason why, you know, white folks equate, you know, police with, you know, patriotism and the army and all of this stuff. I think that they understand what these armed forces are here to protect and that they have a stake in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the whole thing with that, was it a Permit Patty? The John out in San Francisco? Yeah. Her thing, she said, oh, God, well, I really didn't even call the police. I was just pretending. Just to get, it's like, so you knew the threat.
Right.
That calling the police means.
on an 8-year-old black child. Yeah.
Yeah, so
it would look better on her part if she was like, well, you know, if she played ignorant like a lot of white folks do. It's like, well, the police are here to help.
Yeah, exactly.
So they wouldn't have done anything. Exactly. So you knew that was a threat that you were, you know, trying to orchestrate.
Yeah. So that they're complicit in knowing the fact that, like, well, the police are going to come and they're going to take care. Like, they're not going to harm me.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
they're going to harm your child.
Yeah.
For selling fucking water in front of her house or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's the thing where it's like, it's just like, dog, I've gotten to the point, not that I ignore that like stuff, but like, I don't watch the videos no more.
Oh no, no.
I can't, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I just can't, dog.
There was a gentleman who was shot and killed. It was after Mike Brown, but before Philando Castile in LA. I think it was like a homeless gentleman. And
I remember. Yeah, yeah.
They had a video like floating
that.
Around Facebook.
He had like a knife or something like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
After that, I was like, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, I have I'd like to think I have a solid understanding of what policing is historically, socially, politically. You know, I know what they're doing. I know I've been harassed by police. Pretty much everyone I love has been harassed by the police. And I understand. I don't have to watch videos of this shit no more. You know what I mean? So I checked out after that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, especially in the sense that, like, when people go, like, but you didn't, if you don't watch it, then you don't understand exactly what happened. Like, I know, like, other countries know how to, like, their police know how to de-escalate situations without murdering.
Hell yeah,
so
they
then
do.
So I know that there's no reason Hell for yeah, people to be do. Murdered in the streets by the police the way they are.
I've seen police. I mean, we've all, you know, watched videos where like a cop will pull a white person over on the highway and they snatching the ticket out their hand.
Yeah.
And you fucking son of a bitch, blah, 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 blah. You know, they know how to be real calm and cool with people who they identify with, and people who if they escalate it like they do when they run across us, there will be real consequences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There will be real consequences. They know. I mean, they've been killing us forever.
Yeah.
You know, not forever. They've been killing us for as long as Europeans have been colonizing people of color. You know, their standing armies and their police forces have been killing people of color with impunity.
Yeah.
So they understand, you know, not to escalate in a situation where there's a white person because there's consequences.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. It's like they know what they can get away with, what they can't.
Hell yeah. You ain't going to shoot no white person child in the back.
Nah.
You know what's fucked up, though? A lot of times they do it. You know what I mean? It's definitely is less frequent than when it happens to black folks. But I've had conversations with white people where on the internet, no white person has ever said this, you know, live and direct in my face. But they'll say stuff like, well, the police, if you look at it statistically, the police kill more white people than they do black people. I'm like, one, black people are only 13% of the population or maybe 14% of the population.
Yeah.
So, of course, police kill more black people than white people. Just if you look at like a raw number of how many bodies these cops catch, you know, the problem is that it's disproportionate to the population. But the second problem is, why is that okay with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is that okay with you that there's, you know, a roaming police force, roaming police forces around this country that are just killing citizens?
Again, I think that comes down to, like, the idea that, you know, we are pushed into our head. They're like, well, cops are the good guys, and they're here to protect us and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
When, you know, or every dog, go through, like network television, like there's probably like 3 to 4 cop shows on every channel.
100%.
And it's 100%. Just like, oh, the difficulties of this and blah, blah, blah. It's like, listen, man, I get like, it's a wild, I get that there's like, there's certain aspects that like, hey, listen, man, you know what? Everybody wants to root for Benson and Stabler on SVU because they're catching like rapists and child molesters and shit like that.
Which they ought to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's their job.
But like, fam, I don't need 900 different stories about, oh, how difficult it is for these cops and this, that, and the third, and hero, you know, hero worshiping police.
Yeah.
And that's a real thing in, like, white communities. You know what I mean? And like, that's why they're okay with,
yeah,
killing with cops killing white folks, because you know what? They must be doing something wrong.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And then when you are inherently taught that black and brown folks are
criminals
and stuff like that, then killing them, oh, they really must be doing something.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
And I think that the average white person would rather live in a world where there are police that target us specifically, you know, whether or not, because I don't think most white people want a kid to get killed or stuff like that. You know what I mean? Don't quote me on that, but because I really don't know. But you know, I think that they'd rather have that stuff happen and kids like Tamir Rice or this young brother Antoine Rose as collateral damage than have a world without policing where they would have to deal with us without having that, you know, that armed force to kind of mediate that relationship.
Yeah.
They'd rather have, you know, and they'll take a couple of theirs might get killed, you know what I mean, by these cops. They'd rather have that than imagine a world where, you know, it's just us.
Yeah.
You know, because especially in America, but really any place where colonialism happened, there's still a fear of retribution. There's a fear of, well, yo, we did all this crazy shit to them for 300, 400, 500 years. You know, I've heard white people say, like, you know, I really feel like black people specifically want revenge. That dog, the average black person don't even know nothing about the history of this country. Or there's like an inherent knowledge or like a kind of like cultural knowledge, mm-hmm, but a lot of motherfuckers not thinking about that shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to say motherfuckers don't know, but a lot of motherfuckers not. Yeah,
motherfuckers just want to get their day over with, dog.
Want to get by. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers not thinking about, you know, no revenge on white people. And
the system's set up to do that. Like, the system's set up for you to be like, yo, it's so taxing just going through your week that, like, I don't want to think about revolution. That's legit how the system is set up.
And, like, I don't look at, you know, the idea of, like, revolution as revenge anyway.
It's
justice, if anything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but ain't nobody trying to do the shit to y'all that y'all did to us. Hanging a woman upside down and cutting her baby open and shit.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Niggas not even on that time. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers want...
No, I got weak stomach, dog.
Yeah, we ain't trying to look at that shit. Motherfuckers want an equal distribution of... a just distribution of wealth and social power.
Yeah.
And in a society that's not hierarchical, a society that's not oppressive, period.
Yeah.
You know, for all human beings. And you know, let's stop tearing up the environment. That's the goals to revolution as I look at it. You know what I mean? I don't know how we get there, but, you know, ain't nobody trying to flip the script and do the shit that, you know, Europeans did to the rest of the world.
No.
That shit's inhumane.
No, I don't think that's like, I don't know, man. Like, you just watch what's going on with, like, dog, they legit ripping kids from people. And now, you
from
know,
their families.
Yeah, from their families. Now you got your man, Cheeto, he talking about, yo, we don't need courts.
Wow.
We don't need judges. Why we need
We don't need judges for...
No, like legit.
For specifically for...
right.
Yeah.
Even immigrants have the right to representation.
Absolutely.
A fair trial and representation. Yeah. Like, you have, that's a legit right.
But he's like trying to sidestep that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
You know what's fucked up? And we talked about this briefly before we started recording. It's a slippery slope, y'all. You know what I mean? If the precedent is set to whereas you can, we already got, you know, they already did how they've been like, you know, abusing Muslims and people of like Middle Eastern descent in the wake of 9/11, where they weren't trying people, they were detaining people, taking people to black sites and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff only expands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's allowed. That kind of stuff. This idea that Trump or Obama or anybody wants to, because, you know, you and I talked about this a lot when Obama was in office, the extrajudicial killings and all of that stuff. That kind of stuff only expands. You know what I mean? If the precedent is set where Barack Obama could kill people without trial or without, you know, really any due process or detain people, you know, and he got the power to do it from Bush.
Yep.
It was expanded upon with the Patriot Act and all of that. If Donald Trump sets this precedent that he can just be throwing people in prison or deporting people or whatever he wants to do with people without a trial, that stuff's only going to come to, you know, you quote unquote naturalized citizens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it benefits us to fight this stuff when it comes up. You know what I mean? I know Americans are like xenophobic and shit, even if the person doesn't look like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if they don't speak English. I know that's hard for y'all motherfuckers. You know what I mean? But like, it's necessary.
Yeah.
Cause they come for them, they're gonna come for you next.
Yeah. That's how it works, man. Like they don't, like generally they're not gonna roll back their own power. Like,
hell, you know, nah, they ain't.
So if you start stripping away the rights of immigrants, then you start going like, well, like the regular citizen doesn't need those rights, like, you know,
absolutely.
So we can start stripping those away too.
Yeah.
And I just, that's, everything gets walked back. It's not, you know what I mean? Either it's going to be trampled upon or walked back. You're never going to be like, oh, let's just keep it status quo.
Absolutely.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, so it's a dangerous and a very slippery slope. To tie it into hip hop,
excellent segue.
Yes. They wouldn't let Foxy's dad back into the country.
Foxy Brown's father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's insane.
I, you know,
her contributions to the culture should be an ultimate pass for him.
Come on. Come on. I mean, she did Ain't No Nigga.
Yeah.
And she wrote Jay-Z's verse.
Yeah, I don't think that happened.
That ain't happened.
I don't think that happened.
It was reverse.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the other way around. But, you know what it is.
Is he, are they people from Trinidad or Haiti?
Trinidad, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to black people being everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Caribbean and your complex racial history. But how old is this guy?
I don't know, because she's got to be in her 40s. You know what I mean?
Y'all can't let my man in.
I mean,
the ill papa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on.
I also go like, I mean, what did my man, like, what could he have possibly done that's so, like, wild that you're not going to let him back in the country? Like,
you know, America ain't shit. They was trying to deport Slick Rick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And this is after he did Hey Young World.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Dog, he did Hey Young World, Teenage Love.
Teenage Love.
Dog, the Great Adventures of Slick Rick should be an ultimate pass that you would never get deported from the country.
You know what I mean?
Like, we should be knighting them. I don't think we do that here.
we should start doing it, and Slick Rick should be the first one. Dog, you know what I mean? Niggas' lives he saved with Hey Young World. Niggas was being dickheads, selling dope.
Yeah.
And they heard that song and was like, all right, I'm going to chill out.
You know, dog, I never wanted to go to jail because of The Moment I Feared.
Ooh, The Moment I Feared is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That song, when I first heard that song, I remember, like, I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it gave me, like, a pain in my stomach hearing that shit. You know what I mean? But I knew it was ill. I was like, yo, this is, like, next level rapping right here.
Exactly. I mean, he did have Treated Like a Prostitute on there. But, you know, like, you know what I mean? We grown and evolved. Like, you know what I mean?
That's one of the worst. I was just talking to somebody. I was like, yo, sequencing is everything. You know what I mean? And, like, picking songs for a record is everything.
Ain't that, like, the first song on the album?
The first song on the album. The fact that that they opened with that is like, what the fuck were y'all doing?
The show was like the sign of the times. Like, you're talking
100%
mid, you know, late 80s and, or whatever. Like, that's a...
And this is like a hot take, but... You know, not really, because hot takes are played out and we don't do played out shit.
Nah.
But Treat Him Like a Prostitute is problem.
Huh? We bringing it back.
We bring what back?
Hot takes.
Nah. We're not bringing them back. We making them play it out. We saying it.
They played out.
Yeah. It's a wrap. Y'all niggas can't do them no more. You know what I'm saying? We ahead of the wave.
Yeah.
But, like, treat them like a prostitute is problematic and fucked up. But it's good that it's there because it shows you all of the colors of Slick Rick's personality.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Rumble me if you don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
There's no argument, though.
I'm going to edit that out. But, yeah. It's, you know, I don't know. It's just to kind of walk it back to this thing with, like, Foxy's father. This whole thing, these whole sets of policies are going to get even more oppressive.
Oh, yeah.
Even more draconian, as they say. And it's fucked up because it's the result of us allowing other stuff to slip. You know what I mean? Allowing other stuff to pass and not being, you know, folks say, or everybody's outraged about everything. Outrage is good.
Yeah.
Because we live in a fucking outrageous world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Outrage is good. It's never, I never, you know, I don't always agree with stuff that people are mad about. You know what I mean? But I'll never call for people to, you know, rein in their passion for stuff, especially stuff like this. Shit is important.
No, you know, they asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders to leave out that restaurant, and like they talking like Maxine Waters was like, no, if you see, you know what I mean, you see one of these devils out in public, like,
yeah,
you know what
shame
I mean?
Them,
yeah, chant down Babylon, like,
hell yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to participate in civil society.
And what they were talking about,
murderers,
you know, that now, like, now the you know, like the Foxes, oh, where's civility? It's like, yo, your president mocked a handicapped reporter, like, at a rally, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we not talking about civility.
Nah.
Y'all
not civil with us.
No.
There's somebody child gets shot dead in the street, and the first thing Fox News is doing is talking about he was a thug,
yeah,
and he smoked a cigarette in the boys' room, yeah, one time in fifth grade. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all talking about civility. Get out of here. Nah.
The crazy thing was I was watching a clip from The Daily Show. And they were talking about it. And they were like, oh, he was like, you know, civility is ridiculous. Like, because, right, like, the first example everybody goes to was like, oh, you know, like, look at Martin Luther King. Like, that's why he called it civil rights, because it was civil.
No.
Then he played a bunch of, like, clips from, like, people who were talking about King at the time. And it was like, oh, he's down here causing racial distress where there was none, like,
right. Like, everything was all good until Martin Luther King showed up. So we just occasionally lynched people.
Yeah, and like, that's the thing. Duh. It's like, it's always gonna be like, yo, they weren't civil. Like, no, don't be civil.
No.
Because being civil doesn't get you anywhere. Like,
that's what the fucking
I mean?
Democratic Party been doing,
yeah,
for the past I don't know how many years, and that's why they can't accomplish nothing.
Yeah. Y'all gotta niggas, stop being civil, man.
You know, I love a lot of y'all. Y'all niggas still rocking with the Democratic Party. You know what I'm saying? They not. I mean, I don't think nobody that listen to this shit vote Republican, so we not even going to address
them
animals.
Dog, that's what I'm mad about, too. All this shit going on, all this craziness, we can't even do our parody podcast, serious right wing podcast.
No, we can't do that. We can't do that. It's too hot right now.
I know, like, they killing it for us.
This ain't the time for jokes. This shit is too hot.
I'm killing us, dog. Like, we can't even come on and do our parody podcast.
Yeah, we can't do that. We gotta wait till, like, Obama 2 gets in. You know what I mean?
When Bernie wins, I think we can do it. Like, duh, you know what I mean?
Why are y'all niggas mad at Bernie? One, you know, electoral politics is a fucking scam. You know, on the federal, the national level. You know what I mean? It's a scam. So let's get that, you know, out of the way. Why are y'all niggas who are Democrats and liberals mad at Bernie Sanders for running? You know what I mean? He ran on a beautiful platform that was, you know,
healthcare for all and free college.
Oh, like, come on. Bernie Sanders ran on a platform of universal healthcare. You know what I'm saying? You know, scaling back the military industrial complex that y'all claim to hate. You know what I mean? Hillary opposed all of those things. But I'm seeing a lot of like liberals and like folks who voted Democrat the last time angry at Bernie Sanders. Is he going to divide the party again? You know, why are y'all niggas not getting on the train with this dude?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's weird. It's weird. And it weirds me out when people who are into like electoral politics or like believe in it or whatever, you know, as is your right, you know, they act like they're making the sensible choice.
Yeah.
By picking people like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna ask my Illuminati homie what her thoughts are on the Bernie running.
On Bernie,
again.
Yeah.
Because I know she was talking about what's his name. She wants what's his name to run.
Cory Booker?
Nah, my man, Delaware. Biden, Vice President Paul.
Ah,
yeah, she wants Biden to run.
Fuck Joe Biden.
But dog, I was telling her, I was like, there's all those creepy photos of him like hugging up on like younger women and shit like that. I'm like, you know, there's gonna be something that comes out.
100%. He the next Me Too bull.
And
100%.
The Democrats don't know how to like walk past that. Like Republicans just walk past that
smooth,
shit.
Smooth.
They walk past that shit like, ah, you know, we good.
Yeah, the Democrats will be on CNN like, yeah, it's, you know, it's fucked up that he did that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't even know how to like fall on the sword for, you know, I don't even want to say the greater good, but like for to achieve your goals.
Yeah.
These niggas know how to smooth ignore shit. Yeah, oh, Donald Trump got a body in the trunk?
Yeah.
All right, so did Nori and Nas. You know what I mean? Like, these motherfuckers don't care.
No.
You know what I mean? The Democrats, y'all not even built for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga Bernie Sanders, I know he ain't fond of nobody.
No.
You know what I mean? And the platform that he's running on, dog, y'all can engage. I've done, you know, electoral campaigns. I've been out in the street at the polls, you know, mainly in, well exclusively in Black for Panther, third party.
The new Black Panther gear?
No.
Oh.
I'm not the nigga. Yeah, what is his name?
On.
Yo, what's the boy name? Shout out to Reef who was just talking about Bull, the nigga for the new Black Panthers in Philly. Nah, I'm not Bull with the tax on his face and shit. Dog, we was at, I was doing some shit for Uhuru. I'm not even gonna get into that and tell no funny story about Bull. Either way, you know, I've worked campaigns before. I've been talking with young folks and trying to organize around platforms like Bernie Sanders' platform, like universal healthcare,
yeah,
and all of that stuff. Young people get so excited about that. Debt forgiveness for, yeah, you know, student loans and shit. Young people get so excited about that kind of stuff. You could galvanize so many people who didn't vote, people of color, because like Black folks typically are like more socially to the left than, you know, you know, the rest of the population in this country. Dog, you could galvanize people around that shit, but you have an entrenched Democratic Party leadership that wants people like Hillary Clinton because they got all the relationships and they owe a favor for a favor.
Yeah, yeah.
And she ain't going to move, you know, the bar too far. She ain't going to make things, you know, too radical. So, you know, that's what's stopping us from a better world.
Yeah.
The Republicans not even smart. They win because the people that they go against lose.
Yeah, exactly.
For
yeah,
real,
yeah,
for real.
More than anything.
But yeah, free Foxy Pop, you know, fuck Donald Trump. And you know, the shit we on every week. We on shit every week. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
We, you know, niggas might have voted for John Kerry back in the day. You know what I mean? But, you know, we got radical out here. So we giving y'all radical shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see somebody, you know.
Once Gore lost, I voted for, that was the first time I could vote. Voted for Gore.
Yeah. He lost.
And
it was like, it was
like
a rat.
Fuck it, you know
this shit
mean?
A scam.
Yeah.
Al Gore. What the fuck is Al Gore doing right now?
I don't know. Probably making another documentary to scare the shit out of folks.
He need to make one about that nuclear plant in Japan that's been leaking.
That's been leaking, and that's why fish taste so weird now. Like, yeah.
Dog. Yeah. I don't eat fish nowhere. I that's not true. I'll eat like salmon and shit, but I don't be just out here grabbing fish. Not because of that necessarily.
No, I don't.
But
eat
that
fish.
Don't help.
I eat fish like home cooked fish. I don't like fish or like at a restaurant. I won't get like fish from like one of them like trucks and shit like that, like a food cart jump. I'm always quick, like, yo, dog, how yo, if fish ain't handled right, dog, like,
right,
it'll fuck your stomach up.
Real shit though, the first day I got out of rehab, I remember I was riding home with my mom, and they had us in the you know, you could get like the CCT vans, yeah, or they'll like pick you up or whatever. If you injured, I remember I said to the boy who was driving, he's like a young black boy. I was like, yo, my man, can we stop at like the halal truck and grab some halal? He's like, all right, you know, it's on, you know what I mean? So we all stopped, and we was at like Broad and Camac or something like that. And we stopped and got some halal. Dog, that shit destroyed my stomach. Mind you, I've been eating hospital food for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, the shit that I got scared me. So I was like eating like brown rice, yeah, and like broccoli and veggies and shit all day for like 2 months. Then I get out and I'm like, all right, nigga, we back on bread. And I got some halal, and I had like some fish and chicken, dog.
Should tore your stomach up, dog.
Ugh, it was terrible. I evaporated like the niggas at the end of the Infinity Gauntlet. It was terrible. And I was like, it's, you know, it was cool after like a day it passed, but yeah. Don't just eat fish from anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, definitely don't.
It's not in your best interest.
Nah. Yo, Doug, did you see this the story where your man Childish Gambino stole This Is America?
I did see that. And I saw a lot of y'all who love that song on social media immediately flip on your mans.
Yeah.
Your patron saint of all radical black shit. I don't know how that nigga went from the community board to like the fake Parliament Funkadelic board to like the, you know, epitome of blackness board. But whatever, that's the internet culture and niggas ride waves.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to a lot of y'all who the nigga ain't even respond. Like, no. Childish Gambino hasn't even said anything to this. There's a
like his manager and partner or something like that did.
Right. Right. So this cat, I don't even know where he's from. We Facebook friends apparently, but I don't know the brother. But Jace Harley is an MC, and a few years ago he dropped a song called American Pharoah.
Yeah.
And somebody listened to both of these songs, or listened to his song, and concluded that he stole it, or that Childish Gambino stole American Pharoah for his song This Is America. And I don't know, man. How do you feel about this shit?
Besides both of them having America in the title, they ain't that much alike.
Right.
Like, there's certain vibes that are similar. Like, there's the... That's kind of in there.
It's bugged out. That's the thing. Because, you know, I said this on IG yesterday. You know, you got a double time beat and a halftime trap flow.
Yeah.
And both these niggas talking about America, quote unquote, and like police brutality and all of that other same racism. So to me, no disrespect to the brother, anybody could have made that song.
Yeah, exactly.
To me. You know what I mean? And people, you know, people like drama anyway. So if you put out a blog post that says Childish Gambino stole that song, niggas gonna hop on that wave.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I want to know how many people who like shared that article and all that shit actually listened to the other both songs.
Listen to both of the songs. Because it's bugged out. There's another video floating around where it's like Childish Gambino stole Jace Harley's song, and they actually layered Childish Gambino, This Is America vocals over Bull's beat, so it sounds even more similar.
Yeah,
like, that's just disingenuous. You know what I mean? Like, why do we have to do that kind of stuff? You know what I mean? You know, mind you, there's been a lot of situations where it looks like popular artists are poaching music from underground artists.
Yeah.
This totally happens. Niggas take beats.
All the time.
Totally happens. So it could have happened. To me, I don't see it. Like you said, the similarities is the one thing that, you know, creates doubt in my mind that this could be a thing is that vocal sample.
Yep.
That, is similar. They're similar.
They're similar, yeah.
In the American Pharoah song, it's pitched down and it doesn't happen. It's not as, it's not as elaborate a phrase,
yeah,
you know, musically, or it's not drawn out. It just happens a little bit, you know, in the American Pharoah song as opposed to the This Is America song. But, you know, they talk about racism and police brutality, which, you know, a lot of niggas is rapping about that right now. And, you know, like I said, he's coming with that halftime flow. All y'all niggas rap like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. All y'all niggas do that flow.
Yeah.
You like, know?
For all that, PD, every rapper in Philly after like 2003 owes PD a check.
Niggas was biting PD flow though, yo. Niggas was really, because niggas used to be on the, we all over the place. But niggas used to be on the, like Beanie Flow.
Yeah,
he used to talk shit. Now I'm a quiet them, kicking my doors with my balls and reminded man. You know, niggas was on that couplet flow. But then niggas got on that PD flow. It was like, you know what I mean? So, you know, it happens. I don't see it. I don't see it.
Nah, I don't think it. I mean, like, look, there's certain similarities. Sure.
Absolutely.
But like you said, that flow is very similar, but that's a flow that's very similar all over the music.
Y'all know y'all spitting that
yeah
halftime shit. Common flow.
And like you said, aside from that one vocal sample, it's not like predominantly that same thing. Now, because that is distinguishing, especially in the This Is America song, yeah, it really stands out, then it go, oh, well, I mean, I can see where it is, but right, like, dog, I mean, how many people talking about police brutality? How many people talking about racism? How many, like, you know what I mean? Like, that
a lot
wave
of y'all wasn't on that wave.
Yeah.
For real, but,
yeah,
you know.
And, look, shout out to the Bull, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, man, maybe this, you know, brings more attention to him as an artist. And,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? If his music's dope, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Rock with it.
I don't know if they stole my man's song. For real. I'm going off of my ear and what I know about music. I think it's coincidental. It could have very well come out later that niggas be like, oh, yeah, we did listen to his
yeah,
joint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe. I hope he get a check because Gambino rich.
Yeah.
This
listen,
brother.
I ain't caping for nobody that I don't know specifically
we
doing
don't know
something.
That nigga.
You know
nah.
I mean?
Hell nah. Because we wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So,
unless
you know.
Donald Glover want to cut a check and say we.
say we were there.
or say, yo, pay us to be like. To champion his gospel of not doing it, then I'll
man.
You know, listen.
Nah, I can't sell out, yo. I can't. Your face, it was like, shit.
I pull up in that Tesla.
You know how fucked up I would be? Like, if we was trying to make a move, and you was like, no, I'm going to sell out, yo. And I'm like, no, brother, I'm going to stick to my principles. And then you come through flexing.
Yeah.
I'm like, be telling Alyssa, like, yo, Josh, he really screwed me over on this one.
About the Tesla and the Balenciagas?
Oh, man, we were supposed to both be poor. That's the plan. But I don't know. If these motherfuckers did listen to his song and took some shit from it,
yeah,
pay that man. Pay that man. But I think that homeboy, I can't remember his name. I was on his Twitter last night, but the nigga they said manages Gambino.
Yeah.
He made an astute assessment. He said essentially he was like, as long as one of these like white journalists write it or these bloggers write it, y'all run with it like it's gospel,
yeah.
And that's real. I think that we as a culture need to stop being so reactionary and so, wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Wishy-washy. A lot of y'all motherfuckers was saying you're not going to rock with Nas' album because Khalees said that he was physically abusive.
Yeah.
I literally saw people on my friends list when Nas' album dropped yo, bro, who got the link for Nas' album? Because, you know, he's still canceled, and I don't want to support him, no. But who got the bootleg link?
Yeah, yeah.
Get, like, where's your principles? If you don't fuck with something, don't fuck with it. Yeah. Stop, you know, stop being wishy-washy about it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that it's this, like, hyper-reactionary culture that we live in. Nobody wants to take time to consider something. To me, the jury is out on this thing in particular.
Yeah,
I'm not even a fan of Childish Gambino like that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to accuse that man of stealing a song when, one, it don't really sound like he stole it to me. It sounds coincidental. And you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Then my man said, like, he got the Pro Tools dates that, like, say the song was recorded, like, 3 years ago.
Wow. When did American Pharoah come out, though?
I think around 3 years ago. But, like, so that then you would have to be like, yo, we made it, or they made it around the same exact time, which,
right.
I mean, it makes sense, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like you say, like, it's not, like, so crazy that it's, that things are similar. Like, music's similar, dog.
That,
like,
shit happened, dog.
There's only, what, like, how many different notes that you can actually play? Like,
12.
Yeah, there's, like, you know what I mean? So, like, things are going to be sound similar. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Besides, fucking Zeppelin made a career off of stealing shit, dog. Let Gambino rock.
Yeah. Just let him rock.
real quick, because I know we're a little pressed for time.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
Listen, y'all, if y'all want to, like, enjoy, like, a beef that you know isn't going to come to any kind of fisticuffs or, you know, East Coast, West Coast rivalries or anything like that, do yourself a favor and YouTube, or it's all over Facebook, go to my page because it's on my Facebook page.
Right.
Because
it's a washed beef.
Yes.
So it's all over Facebook.
Go check out the beef between Kid Capri and Funkmaster Flex.
Goddamn.
Dog, he just, like, there was a first video a couple days ago where he was just like, yo, Funk, I love you, man, but, you know, you're not out here repping right and blah, blah,
wow.
blah.
You're not riding right, Funk Flex.
So he had, like, an IG video. Of course, like, his phone's, like, set up, like, you know, like, and it's dipping and you don't always get the right angle. And
right.
He walks away from it because he don't really understand, like, social media like that. Then you got, I think Funk Flex responded with, like, posting, like, the text messages they shared or something like that. And so, like, Kid Capri got, like, mad again. And, like, so he got on the wheels and shit like that. Dog, it's hilarious.
Did he have, like, a Louis V crown
yes.
or something?
He was
some real
Louis
old
V
head
crown.
Shit.
And, like,
pulled out the old Dapper Dan shit.
Dog,
terrible.
And then going, like, getting into it like he had an audience there
right.
while he's like DJing and shit, like, and he's like even on the mic, he's like, it's the Kid Capri, dog, it's the greatest video ever. And it's like an hour long, like,
Jesus.
He didn't even, like, you can tell like he don't understand, like, yo, people's attention spans is like couple minutes at the yeah. most, dog.
Niggas,
like,
ain't watched that whole hour.
No, I skipped. I went in and was like, I was waiting to see if he started talking some more or something like that.
Yeah.
Dog, it's just him doing a DJ set
he
for
played
an
a
hour,
whole set.
Know?
Kid Capri, save that shit for Mixcloud, dog. Niggas, stop trying to hear that. I'm not watching you DJ on IG all day. Nah, man.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
What is his problem with Funk Flex? Like, what's the origin of this shit?
I think it's something. I think it's more like he doesn't, like, he feels like Flex is kind of shitted on older dudes and shit like that. And I think, like, there's been, like, Capri, I think, has had issues with, like, Hot 97 for a while.
Gotcha.
Kind of what I pulled from it, where he was like, he kind of got this by, like, those kind of, like, stations. They didn't pull him in to do stuff. And
yeah.
Shit like that.
And he gets busy, like.
Yeah, and I think he had, like, he had hands in putting, like, helping get Flex on.
Right.
And, like, cause so now he kind of feels like, well, you, like, you know, I think he kind of feels like he kind of shits on dudes. And, like,
damn.
And he don't ride for New York. And this may come down to, like, he don't ride for New York the way he should be riding for New York. And, you know, he should put more New York artists on and blah, 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 which is, like, put dope music out and it'll get played. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah. They, you know, I don't know. Philly doesn't really have the same internal dynamics
nah.
as New York does. New York seems to, especially a lot of these cats who are tastemakers and like older cats, you know, for real, New York radio be trying to push through niggas. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers that we wouldn't, you know, I don't want to name niggas, but like it's a lot of niggas you see on Hot 97 that like Ebro and a lot of them dudes be champion. The rest of the country don't fuck with. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we don't rock with these. A lot of these like New York street dudes over the last few years that they've been really trying to push. You know, we not rocking with them like that. You know what I'm saying? But they have a platform and they have a feeling that New York radio should play New York artists, which is totally true because Philly should play Philly and, artists, you know, whatever. Radio was better when it was localized and not controlled at the corporate level.
iHeart Media or some shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's totally, that should be a thing. But I don't think you can really say that New York don't put on New York artists. They pushed it. Look how hard they pushed Troy Ave.
Yeah, that was gonna say that.
They was forcing
example.
Troy Ave, yeah. You know, on the rest of, you know, the hip hop world. These niggas not gonna battle. Kid Capri not gonna battle. Folk Flex not gonna battle Kid Capri.
No, and like, I'm not trying to disrespect Flex in that area, but like he can't get on the wheels with Kid. Like that's not what Flex does. Like, you know what I mean? He's not gonna get on there and scratch battle this dude or some shit.
He'll get busy and rock a party. Yeah. I fully believe with all the like bomb dropping and, you know, people accusing him of taking money and all that stuff. If Funk Flex showed up at your party, he could rock that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He'll kill that shit in his lungs, dog. Like,
in
that
the
shit.
Lungs. But I don't think he gonna rock with Kid Capri.
Nah.
I don't even think he gonna set his Folks Flex is not a dumb guy.
No.
I don't think he
not.
Gonna set himself up. Unless they doing like, you know, a Jerry Lawler kind of wrestling promotion thing and it's just like it's all a act or whatever.
Yeah.
Then he might, you know, you might see that. But
yeah, exactly.
I don't really need to see these niggas battle. We ain't really interested in these rappers battling half the time.
Definitely not.
You know, DJs show up and rock the party.
Yeah,
I don't need y'all niggas to be out here battling.
We gotta start rapping because we really are pressed for time. But
real
quick thing, though. You know, I'm not like I don't really believe in like hit my kids and shit. Like I'd rather have my kids fear disappointing me than fear me.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that's a better way to do it. Like, you know, you raise your kids how you raise your kids, but that's how I rock. Mm. But yesterday, we were driving home from football practice, me and my son. And, dog, it took every ounce of me not to put him through my windshield, dog.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, West Side Gun is whack.
Woo! Check it out, y'all.
I almost, like... gave him my eye jammy, dog.
You know, wow. You know he's saying that because you like it, though.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And then aesthetically, it might not be his thing.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah. I can imagine your pop was saga trash.
He was straight like this. He was just like, yo, as much as you play this dude, he's trash.
Oh! I love it.
So I legit was like, walk the fuck on, dog. Like, you know what I mean?
Fuck you up, your boy. Wow. God damn.
I say that because West Side Gun obviously released his album last week. Supreme Blyantel, Chris Benoit, God is the Greatest, whatever title he picks to use each day.
Multiple album titles.
Yeah.
All of these albums exist in different alternate dimensions.
Exactly.
That's a hot take for you.
Did you listen to it?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fly God is still like the pinnacle to me. You know, niggas got dope shit. You know, I fuck with Griselda. It's starting to sound a little samey to me.
There is certain aspects of that.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm a jump back into it because I only listened to it like briefly.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump back into it. You know, I'm a little weird by the title. You know what I'm saying? The Supreme Blyantel. Niggas not touching clientele.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The original. But, it was good for what it was.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. There's a couple of joints that I don't love on there. But, I it's probably my favorite thing from them since Fly God.
Yeah. Fly God I still bump. You know what I mean? It's still the shit to me.
I definitely, I think it's the best. I mean, it's the most complete thing I think they've really released, too, because a lot of it's been, like, mixtape stuff.
Right.
But, did this come out on Griselda, or was it, like, a Shady thing?
I think it's, like, Shady Griselda. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I gotta look it up because it'll probably say it right on title. But it's an official release as opposed to like a lot of the mixtapes and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. And Griselda is a fucking patron saint of the podcast. So, we heartily endorse what they're doing.
Them and MC Scat Cat.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Scat Cat. Rest in peace.
Yes. Rest in peace, MC Scat Cat.
Yeah, niggas kill MC's cat.
Also, Freeway joint drop. Did you check that joint out?
I did.
I fuck with it, dog. I rock with
Freeway.
I've always been a Freeway fan anyway. Yeah. This is probably like his most like complete album.
Yeah.
And like well rounded and shit like that. Probably since like the first joint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I really, really enjoyed this record.
Think Free.
Yeah, Think Free. The joint with Uzi, I think, is going to be a low-key hit for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if it'll go, like, worldwide, but it'll definitely be a local hit for him. Is it Swag on the Mayo or something like
something
that?
Something on Mayo, yeah. Niggas fuck with Free, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas fuck with Free.
Yeah, Free always got love in the city, dog.
Yeah. Shout out to him for his health situation, too.
Yeah.
They say he can get a kidney.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Free.
That's beautiful.
For fucking What We Do, he deserves a new heart if he can get it, you know what I mean?
Dog, if Freeway need a leg,
yeah,
one of y'all niggas better cut it off and give it to him.
If he needed a kidney, I'd give it to him.
Would you?
I mean, he probably don't want it. My kidneys is kind of shitty.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Like, my kidney stones be, like, just coming for no reason and shit, so, ooh, like, he might not want my kidneys, but...
Yeah. He don't want that smoke.
But for What We Do, you know what I mean?
Freeway...
There's a battery in my back anytime I need it, so...
Listen, Freeway needs... He whenever like somebody come to town, you know how they be like bringing artists out.
Yeah.
Now, you pay all this money to see your favorite artist, they bring a bunch of other niggas out. Niggas gotta bring Free out to do What We Do.
Yeah.
And rock the mic and. I don't know why I can't think of the name of that song, but Is he had a good dad? Is she blow la la?
Flip side.
I was gonna sing the whole fucking song. Flip side. You gotta bring Free out to do the joints.
Yeah.
If you come here, you got to.
Definitely. And also, an artist, like, I just kind of got exposed to, like, last month. Shout out to the homie Raj for bringing it to my attention.
Word.
But, like, any of our listeners who, like, you know, oh, I want that, you know, wordplay, that crime, that old school hip hop shit. Not old school, but like, you know, that 90s sounding shit, blah, blah, blah.
If y'all want that boom bap.
Yeah. Do Crime Apple.
Word.
I checked out both of the projects, the one he has with Big Ghost.
Yeah.
That's not the dude that was reviewing albums, right?
I don't know, probably. Probably some white dude that make beats and who can buy, you know, $1,000 rare break beats on eBay. You know what I'm saying?
But I checked out both of his projects. The one is Matralada and then like Agua Diente. That's the one with Big Ghost.
Is both Italian?
I know, I think he's Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Where? Because the joint he has with Westside is Spanish Jesus.
Gotcha.
But both projects are dope.
The
latter, obviously, the one with Big Ghost is a little better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more refined, but like both projects are real dope. So if you're looking for some other shit, like, you know what I mean, go check that out.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna save mine. I got one. I'm gonna save it for next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, you know, fuck with us all over the place.
Come on.
We love and appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
We love the support. Definitely been having a lot, you know, getting a lot of feedback about like just people fucking with us. We really appreciate it.
Y'all are the best. You know what I mean? We come in here, you know, with our balls out and we freestyle this thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes we miss weeks and shit.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a hospital for like a million years and missed a bunch of episodes.
Couple months and shit.
Y'all came right back rocking with us. All jokes aside, I appreciate that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
We love y'all.
like stuff out here, you know, vying for your attention. Y'all don't have to like listen to us every week. I love it.
Yeah,
you
definitely. But other than that, yo, we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Me and my fam pick this rap shit serious.